Hack into dietary sustenance, tradition versus breath. Hack into comfort, compliance. Hack into the rebellious gene. Hack into doctrine, capitalism in relation to slavery. Hack into the history of the bank. Is beating the odds, a mere act of joining the winning team. Hack into desperation and loneliness, the history of community in the marketplace. Hack into land rights and ownership. Hack into business law, proprietorship. Hack into ambition and greed. Hack into forms of government, systems of control, the relation to suffering and sufferance. Hack into faith and morality, the treatment of one faith towards another. Hack into masculinity, femininity, sexuality, what is taught, what is felt, what is learned, what is shared. Hack into God, stories of creation, serpents and eggs. Hack into nature, biodynamics, biodiversity, cycles and seasons. Hack into time, calendars, Descartes, its relationship to doubt, is a wire to fear, the notion of control, the space-time continuum, the force of gravity, whether the opposite of gravity is freedom. Hack into freedom, power, responsibility, justice, the Bill of Rights. Hack into coincidence, the summer of 68, the 27 Club, number of people with Facebook profiles, people who choose to share, people who share too much, people who seem lonely, people want to connect, people want to uplift, people need uplifting. Hack into self-help, self-sufficiency, and self-indulgence. Hack into crazy, hack into lunatic, hack into star, hack into infamous, notorious, the effects of the construct of poverty on the psyche, the effects of the construct of race, the victims that survive. There is a panel marked survival, three simple copper wires coiled round an orb. Hack into orbit, equatorial landmines, useful and precious metals, coated as cotton. Hack into hazardous nuclear, blue clear, cloud forms and fish farms, cow farts and pig shit. Hack into horse, industrial digital, hack into code. Use your instrument as metaphor, harness your craft. Hack into the mainframe, dismantle definition, dogma and duty. Hack into destiny, hack into dream, subtext and subconscious. Hack into heart, cardio, Congo, blood rich in oil. Hack into suffering and despair. Hack into the unfair advantages of those lucky enough to be born into one family or another, into one condition or another. Hack into the circumstantial evidence that proves the obvious and wakes the oblivious. Hack into birthright, bloodlines, royal and tainted. Hack into superstition, old wives' tales, the rituals of the shaman. Hack into DNA, chemistry, the pharmaceutical industry, the modern-day rape of the forest. Hack into the coiling serpent, the time it takes for modern man to determine whether ancient women were foolish or not. Hack into the database. Hack into the panel mark survival. Hack into celebrity. Hack into the cultural development of taste. Hack into violence, fear, and ignorance. How are they linked? Moment. All of the blood of the precious martyrs. Given their life, their breath, their music, their voice. We are calling from the roots of trees. We are calling out in this moment. All of the precious martyrs. That we are stepping into, the times that we are walking into, unafraid. Their enemies are not ours, their fears are not ours. Right where it needs to be. The clowns are positioned right where they need to be. We are calling from the prisons. From beneath the prisons, that wall, the wall that doesn't exist anymore, except by name, you know. When the first multinational corporation, the Dutch East India Trade Company, purchased the island of Manahatta from the Lenape, it was not a purchase, although they believed it to be. The Lenape saw it as a gift, an offering, a way of saying thank you, for indeed they had helped them eat, grow crops, fish, taught them how to tend the land, the climate. So the Dutch became very angry at the fact that after they had supposedly paid for this land, that the Lenape did not leave and decided to build a 12-foot wall around the lower half of Manhattan, a fortress, if you will, on the island of Manahatta. It was a wall that was built to keep the Lenape out. When other Europeans came, they would charge them to enter the wall and say, well, they made a market right inside of the wall. The market exists to this day, right inside of that wall, right on the island of Manahatta. And at this market, you could rent slaves because most people could not afford to buy them, but you could rent them for the weekend. you're building a house or doing work, you know, you could rent them. You could buy furs, pelts, food. It was an exchange, a market. They called it that. They eventually called it the New York Exchange. The wall that they built no longer exists. The wall that was built to keep the Lenni Lenape out. However, there is still a markation of where the wall was. It tells you where it is. It's called Wall Street. That was the northernmost wall of that which was built to keep the Lenni Lenape out. The wall that was built so that people could enter the market and exchange and rent slaves, buy pelts. Dozens of genocides later, and we find ourselves sides of the prisons. From beneath the prisons. From within the walls. We find ourselves enough.